Now let me go to verse 15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tested like as we are, yet without sin. And if you'll notice, that word yet is in italics. Tempted without sin. He was tested without sin. And I'm not going into this again because I've already dealt with it, but in the temptation, as we call it, the testing of Jesus in the wilderness, he could not have fallen because he's the God-man. But the pressure of testing was actually greater on him than it would be on us. He could say, the prince of this world cometh, he finds nothing in me. Well, he'd find something in me, and I'm sure in you. The illustration would be, here is a boat in the water, and that boat can only stand so much pressure. When too much pressure is put on, why, there will be a rip in the hull of the boat, the ship, and water will come in. Then the pressure is removed. And that's the way most of us are. We give in. And the minute you give in, the pressure's gone, you see, because you've yielded. He never did yield. And that was the constant building up of a pressure that actually you and I know nothing about at all. Or let me use another illustration for landlubbers. Let's look at the train. There it goes by, a freight train. Have you ever watched it? It says the weight that you can put on each one of those cars. And every now and then you see a swayback car, like an old swayback horse, bowed down in the middle. What happened? They put too much weight on it. It gave in. It could only carry so much load. And that's true of all of us. We can just carry so much, and we can't carry any more. Well, may I say to you, the weight that he could carry was infinite. And he was tested, therefore. And as we have already dealt with that, we're not going into that again. But he was tested. And for that reason, he knows how we feel. We have a high priest that understands us. I've always felt that in the nation Israel, that the death of Aaron, in one sense, was greater than the death of Moses. The reason for that is that Aaron was their great high priest. And I'm of the opinion that there were Israelites that had been brought up with Aaron, played with him as a boy as they went through the wilderness, and also were well acquainted with him as he grew to young manhood. And they could go to him and they'd say, look, Aaron, I did this, and I should not have done it. I brought my sacrifice. And Aaron could sympathize. Aaron says, I know exactly how you feel. And when Aaron died, they wondered whether that new priest, the son of Aaron, does he understand me? Will he be able to sympathize with me? Will he be able to help me? Well, we have a great high priest, and he's always available, he's always there, and he understands us. He understands us not academically, but he is in the flesh. And down here, he was tested. He was touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knew what it was to weep. He knew what it was to hunger. He knew what it was to be touched with sorrow. Jesus wept. He was touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but without sin, sin apart.